It's 12:06 and time for Health 360 Midday Matters here on WBOY 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, I'm Sarah D'Elia, and I hope that you join today's conversation by giving us a call at 260-452-1185, posting on our Facebook page, or sending us a note at middaymatters@nipr.fm. It is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, so this first half of today's show, we're going to be focusing on how Hoosiers are doing smoking and some updates on that, ways to quit, and resources that we have right here in town. And to do that in the studio today, I have Dr. Thomas Hayhorst and Kathleen Gerhart, who are both here within the Lutheran Network and representing the Tobacco Intervention Program here in Fort Wayne. Thank you both so much for joining me today in the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Dr. Hayhorst, I'd like to start with you. How are Hoosiers doing as a whole with smoking and lung cancer in the state of Indiana?
Hoosiers and folks all over the U.S. have been making good progress in recent decades with regard to smoking. I believe Indiana for years we had the questionable label of being second or third in the nation in smoking rate. We're down to about 10th now in the nation, but there are still huge health implications and major challenges with regard to smoking in the state of Indiana, where everybody's working really hard on that. Something like 450,000 people die every year in the United States of America prematurely. One out of five deaths are premature deaths due to smoking, period. Mm-hmm. Smoking causes death.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking a little bit about the show, and not only does smoking lead to lung cancer, but many other different types of cancers. I wonder if you could touch a little bit on that.
Yeah, and actually, sometimes we always talk about smoking and lung cancer, smoking and emphysema, smoking and four times incidence of coronary heart disease and heart attacks. But there are various forms of leukemia and cancer of the esophagus, cancer of the bladder, cancer of the kidneys, even cancer of the pancreas. All of these conditions are statistically associated with smoking cessation. So and all of the conditions that are linked with smoking use are very, I'm saying this as an internal medicine doc and a lung specialist, are very tough to treat. The best prevention for all of these problems is that I've just mentioned is not to smoke in the first place or to stop if you're already a smoker.
And Kathleen, that's kind of where you come in. You are the coordinator for Tobacco Intervention Program TIP here in Fort Wayne. And part of what you do is to help people come up with a plan to stop and have an actual end date. Let's talk a little bit about that program and how you two work together to help people come to the ultimate goal of stopping smoking.
Okay. I would first say probably the only requirement really for the program is that you want to quit smoking. People come in first, for an evaluation. We look at many different things like, their smoking history, what attempts have they made, have they tried medications, have they helped, not helped. And we do a very thorough assessment of how physically addicted they are, what are their psychological dependence and social cues. We also do screen people for depression because that if you take people's nicotine away, it could make depression worse. So we want to know about that in advance. our goal is not to have these people come in and we tell them what to do. Our goal is to help these people in developing their own plan and also deciding when their quit date will be. So they're in our program for about 12 weeks. They would come between 6 and 8 visits over that 12 weeks.
Do they come by themselves, or is it common for family members and friends to help them fight this addiction?
It's very common for family members to come along. And I've actually had quite a few couples come together to learn to quit and that have been very successful.
Let's talk about some of the reasons besides your own personal health to quit smoking. Dr. Hayhorst, you were talking a little bit before the show about other people being the motivation. Expand on that.
Absolutely. I've always appreciated and heard many patients quote back to me the motivating factor of do it for someone you love. So many folks, especially among the approximately 25% of all individuals who are smokers, it used to be more around 50%. Now it's about 25%, I think, in Indiana, maybe 21, 22% nationwide. Many of those individuals are just struggle to get the motivation and get things together to kick the habit. The tobacco and the four or 5,000 chemicals mm-hmm. in tobacco smoke, many of them are very addictive, and especially nicotine. Mm-hmm. So just thinking about doing this for your kids, your grandkids, so you won't be one of those one out of five individuals who die prematurely from heart or lung disease. Mm-hmm. So you can hang around and watch your kids grow up and go to your daughter's or son's wedding mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. enjoy your grandkids. I mean, that is something to keep thinking about if you're a smoker.
Mm-hmm. As well as the secondhand smoke that you'll be passing off to people in your household.
Absolutely. There's no question. Kids get more ear infections, more bronchitis. 5% of the population has asthma, so at least 5% of kids have asthma. When they breathe smoke fumes and the particles in the air, that can stir up asthma. And if kids see adults smoking, see their parents smoking, if you have one parent that smokes, you're twice as likely to smoke. Two parents, three times as likely. Two parents and a sibling, you're four times as likely to become a smoker. So mm-hmm. not seeing it, seeing smoking at home does mm-hmm. help your kids.
260-452-1185 is the number to call. If you'd like to ask a question this first half of today's show, we are talking about smoking, lung cancer, and how to kick the habit. If you have any tips or if you have any questions about what some of your first steps should be, we would love to hear from you. Again, that number, 260-452-1185. You can always send us an anonymous note at middaymatters@nipr.fm or post right on our Facebook page. Kathleen, I wanted to ask, what are some of the things that you first have people do when they're trying to quit smoking? I know setting a date is one of the things, but are there any things that they need to think about as far as their household? Do you automatically, suggest the cold turkey method, or you're shaking your head? No. Okay. So,
no.
So how do we set up those first steps to kick the habit?
Well, there's an old saying, people don't plan to fail, they just fail to plan.
Mm.
and I think that applies to many, many things, but especially anything involving behavior change, and which, of course, stopping smoking does involve. So one of the first things I think that's very important is for people to get it very specific in their mind why they want to quit.
Mm.
Like for an example of that could be, okay, well, I'm going to save a lot of money. Well, okay, but how much money are you talking? So I try to get people to be specific about what are their reasons to quit. If they want to quit, are they saving $5 a day, $35 a week, and so on and so forth. If they say they're quitting for their health, okay, what is it you're concerned about your health?
Mm.
Well, my mother died from lung cancer, could be a good example. And so trying to get those things and get them to set them down in writing, because when we write something, we read it and we see it, we tend to learn in different ways. So mm-hmm. It's a very strong and powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one first thing. Maybe I might have them do some logs, because smoking is such an automatic behavior. People don't know why they're smoking. Do I really need it? Is it because of my mood? So I might ask them to do a couple days worth of logs, and let's just take a look at what's going on here.
Mm, to kind of find a trigger for what's...
Yep, to find out what your triggers are.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. And we have a caller on line one. We have Carol Joy, who is an ex-smoker and wants to talk a little bit about her experience. Carol, welcome to Health 360.
Hi.
I
had many experiences. One, my daughter brought home in kindergarten a picture of my lungs, and what she had done was colored a page with pink and then colored the whole thing black.
Oh.
And then took her fingernail and put mom's lungs.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my.
That's impressive.
Well, that didn't stop me, but a doctor telling me that the cigarette was my boss did.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut down to half a pack, and that was about half of what I was smoking a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept that for a while, then I cut that in half, and I just kept doing that until I was down to one.
Mm-hmm.
It took a month each time before I made myself cut again. And then I was going to stay with the one and found a friend that started up again. And I thought, no. Then I just, cold turkey, but this took about 6 months completely cold turkey.
Can I ask you what your motivation is to not go back to smoking?
Oh, now I just never would.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 30-some years.
Oh, wow.
But the funny thing is that same child went off to the Army mm-hmm. and served in Desert Storm mm-hmm. and started smoking.
Oh.
And all three of my children smoked at one time or
mm-hmm.
another.
Mm-hmm.
Even though by then the last one had a complete smoke-free environment.
Mm-hmm.
So, fear that one out.
Well, we're going to talk.
All three are not smoking now.
Well, good.
That's good.
That's the important thing. And thank you so much for calling in and sharing your experience.
Okay, thank you.
260-452-1185, or you can email us at NIPR, middaymatters@nipr.fm to share your experience, or if you're struggling, we'd love to hear some of the things that you've overcome or some of the things that you're working through as you are on your journey, or you know somebody who is on a journey to quit smoking. And remember, you can always post comments on our Facebook page. So is it uncommon for people to kind of fall off the wagon and to have to go through this long process?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, when Carol was talking there, I was thinking she has one of those characteristics that I look for in people, and I call it grit. And that means that they are going to get there, you know, and they're willing to commit to that long-term goal.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep working, and they persist in the face of difficulty. And that truly is something you have to have.
Mm-hmm.
One factor that her kids were exposed to, which was very positive, was fewer and fewer smokers in the home or less mm-hmm. smoke exposure in the home. That was good. But while she was raising her kids, they were continually exposed to the mm-hmm. multi-billion dollar tobacco industry propaganda campaign that just pounds away smoking and what a great thing it is.
Mm-hmm.
Not on television since something like 1977, it was made illegal. But magazines, movies, mm-hmm. all sorts of ways are used to push, especially kids, teenagers, to smoke. Once you get hooked as a teenager, something like 80% of all adults want to get off.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is getting off. It's a challenge, and people like Kathleen with the Tobacco Intervention Program do a lot of good mm-hmm. in helping people quit.
And we have Joyce, who's on line one, that has a question. Joyce, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. I had quit for 7 years and had some life issues happen and started again, and been smoking now about 2 years, and tried the Nicorette gum and worked about 2 weeks. So I'm very interested in the program, and where do we sign up or come to for that?
Well, that's real easy. You could just give me a call at the office. My number is 435-7094, and I can get you started probably pretty darn quick.
Okay.
I try to get people in as quick as they want to get in.
And we'll have that information posted on our Facebook page for listeners right now in case you're in the car and can't write that number
That's
down.
That's exactly right. And what's the Facebook?
If you just search for Midday Matters, you'll be able to like us and then comment and see all of our posts.
Okay. Is there a cost for the program?
Yes, there is. It is covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and if you don't have either of those, we do have what we call a scholarship program, or it's a discounted self-pay program. It's a very generous discount. And then you would also, if your insurance does not cover nicotine replacement, we have a very low copay in place for that as well.
Okay, great.
Great. Thank you so much, Joyce.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask, we have about 10 minutes left in the first half of today's show. Let's talk a little bit about e-cigarettes and what those mean for people quitting smoking, if it means anything for them. I think the term gets tossed around, but a lot of folks are still unclear as to what an electronic cigarette is, how it's different from a real cigarette, and what that does to your body.
Sure. You know, e-cigarettes are lots of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And theoretically what happens is that a little battery heats up some nicotine, you breathe the nicotine into your lungs, that's all you get. In reality, there are lots of other chemicals that hasn't been studied well. I have the feeling the manufacturers aren't even quite sure what they are having people breathe. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, has said at this point that unlike, for instance, Nicorette chewing gum or unlike nicotine patches, mm-hmm. Some oral medications, they have not given the okay, the official okay, from the benefit versus risk viewpoint for smokers to use e-cigarettes to stop. It's going on anyway. Some people are doing it. I think it's right now it's a bit of a risky approach pending further information about the benefits, which would be great if e-cigarettes help you stop, versus potential new risks associated with inhaling some strange chemical into your lungs.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that I try to remember to tell people about e-cigarettes is that just like regular cigarettes, it's a nicotine delivery device,
mm-hmm.
Pure and simple. It has not been approved or even studied yet as a cessation method. In fact, the FDA contacted some of the major manufacturers a few years back and said, you know, you can't advertise it that way because it's never been studied and never been proven to be effective.
Mm-hmm.
But they did do a couple of very small studies themselves, and they did find that it is not just water vapor. It does have nitrosamines, and nitrosamines are chemicals that cause cancer in humans. And there are certain nitrosamines that are specific to the tobacco plant, and that's what they did find in the vapor. They also found that the quality control issues were very poor. For instance, if some of the cartridges were labeled no nicotine, but they might have some nicotine in them.
Mm.
Or ones that said they were low nicotine might have high nicotine. So that's an issue, too. If there's not good quality control for a product, you know, you tend to wonder how safe is it, really.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
260-452-1185 is the number to call. If you have any questions, we're talking about Lung Cancer Awareness Month today, and specifically smoking, how to quit smoking, and the resources that we have in town. I'm Sarah D'Elia, and I'm joined in the studio today with Dr. Thomas Hayhurst and Kathleen Gerhart, who is the coordinator of the Tobacco Intervention Program. And we're sharing some tips on ways to get you on the path of being smoke-free. Let's talk a little bit about some legislation that's been pretty prevalent and recent, especially in the state of Indiana. The smoking ban comes to mind, Dr. Hayhurst. What's that doing for Hoosiers?
I might mention before talking a little bit more about it that Fort Wayne was the second city in the state of Indiana after Bloomington to pass a smoking ban back in 1998. And I want to thank Councilman Crawford, Councilman Revine, and Councilman Schmidt for joining me. Councilman Crawford was the leader of that movement to get that legislation passed. And since then, in various communities, states, and nations like Australia and Ireland, for instance, there's been even national legislation to control smoking, for instance, especially in restaurants and offices,
mm-hmm.
where employees have to work and essentially are forced to smoke, mm-hmm. or breathe secondhand smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So the main thing I will say with regard to that is that, with regard to the laws of that type, is that there's definite risk in breathing secondhand smoke, not just mm-hmm. for kids, as we were discussing, but for adults, even in terms of getting lung cancer, heart attacks have gone down in communities where this legislation was passed and mm-hmm. enforced. Also, there's been a general drop-off in smoking more in communities or states where there's control of smoking in public places compared to other areas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very much a plus, and I have the feeling someday we may have a national law in the United States mm-hmm. of America. I think, in a sense, we're probably moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think we are. And then, of course, recently, in Fort Wayne Housing Authority announced that smoking is going to be banned in all their public housing, which is about 800 units, I believe,
mm-hmm.
Starting January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all feel that this is a very positive step for them to take in protecting the health of all of their residents there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was reading the newspaper article, and I think one thing they pointed out, they're not saying people can't smoke. They're mm-hmm. just saying, you know, no smoking in common areas in your apartments where other people could be breathing these fumes
right.
in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And especially in a lot of carpeted places that the smell seems to linger. So you don't really have a choice of if you want to be around it or not.
And not only just the smell, but it's the chemicals mm-hmm. that linger too. And they linger, you know, they're calling that third hand smoke now when it's on the walls or on the carpet. And it lingers for a very long time too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And throughout the country where these laws have been passed on a community-wide basis or a statewide basis, there have been studies after the fact to determine effect on business. There's often been concern about potential effect on businesses. And there's been some shift in where somebody that might want to go smoke and drink a beer would go. But overall, for instance, including a study after the 98 law, and since by an outside outside party, mm-hmm. there's been no net negative effect with regard on business income with regard to laws of this type. And in many areas, the certain businesses have actually gained customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people who felt like they couldn't come in before because they were worried about it. And
sure.
We have just about 4 minutes left in this first half of today's program. And Kathleen, I wanted to make sure that we get to you about some of the character traits that people exhibit when they come into you, smokers, and then they leave. How does do you see a trend in how they are actually changing as a person? Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like you get to know these people very well and work with them very closely.
I hear people tell me a lot they're just really tired of being dependent on cigarettes. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to have them. You know, have to make sure they have enough so when they get up in the morning, they can get their nicotine hit. A lot of them are very just unhappy about smoking any longer. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that a lot of them can view smoking as having a very negative impact on their life, mm-hmm. affecting their families. They all have a genuine desire to succeed, and they really want to quit, and they're willing to work on it, to go to whatever lengths it takes to help themselves be successful.
Mm-hmm. Do they often come out of the program feeling, I guess, more empowered, more control?
Okay. Oh, yes, I would say definitely they do. Mm-hmm. First of all, you know, in the program, we help them really look at their smoking habit mm-hmm. and examine it, and, you know, with a magnifying glass almost, if you will.
Right.
And so they understand it a whole lot better. They understand more of what they need to do to stay quit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the quitting's not the hardest. It can be the staying quit.
Right, right.
They know what they have to do for certain triggers mm-hmm. that they may encounter. And we find them making different lifestyle choices too. Like instead of smoking, they might be exercising now, walking.
Mm-hmm.
So that really helps with cravings. It helps with stress levels, mm-hmm. which is one of the big reasons people perceive that they smoke mm-hmm. to handle their stress.
Mm-hmm. And we've mentioned a little bit how people come out on the other side mentally. And then I was wondering, from a medical point of view, some folks have been smoking for so long, they think, well, why bother quitting now? Can you, before we let you go, talk just very briefly about some of the benefits that you can get, even if you've been a smoker for years?
There is always a benefit, even if somebody has advanced emphysema and is on oxygen and mm-hmm. stops smoking at that point. There may be a lot that's not reversible. Often a part of the lung problem can reverse. Often with regard to coronary artery disease, which is four times more common among smokers, they will have less trouble with angina where they have to take nitroglycerin under their mm-hmm. tongue. All the problems that are associated with smoking will often improve somewhat. And there are a lot of smokers can smoke for 20-25 years who will eventually live a full lifespan. It may take them a few years to get mm-hmm. back on the statistical curve with their peers, mm-hmm. non-smoking peers. But eventually, even after 20 years, it is definitely possible to get right back on track with mm-hmm. others your age once you stop smoking, at least after a few years.
Mm-hmm. Great. And Kathleen, one more time, if you could give the information so folks can find you if they'd like to mm-hmm. Join the program.
Yes, and I wanted to be sure to mention that our program, it is a Lutheran Health Network program, and we see people from all surrounding communities. I have people coming from Huntington, North Manchester, all over. So it's for anybody. Financial assistance is available for anybody. And the main hours probably to reach me are Monday through Thursday, mm-hmm. 8:30 to 4. Mm-hmm. You can leave a message on Friday, but I probably won't get back to it till Monday.
Okay.
And you want me to leave that number again? Okay, 435. What's 260-435-7094.
Great. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much to Kathleen for coming in. And Dr. Hayhorst, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely.
On Health 360. Support for this program on WBOY is provided by Reinbold and Anderson, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Plan to retire on your terms. More information at Reinbold and Anderson on NIPR's homepage at nipr.fm. And Lutheran Hospital, serving patients and families with Northern Indiana's only heart and kidney transplant center. Information at lutheranhealth.net. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be back with more from Health 360 on WBOY in just a few moments.
Well, it's all over, and behold the new political landscape in Washington. Republicans in the House, Democrats in the Senate, and President Obama in the White House for 4 more years. A brave new world, or more government dysfunction? We'll look ahead to the fruits of the 2012 election later on All Things Considered from NPR News. All Things Considered airs weekday afternoons at 4 on WBOI, Northeast Indiana Public Radio.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Beter with WBOI News. After 36 years in the Republican column, Indiana's Senate seat has switched parties as Congressman Joe Donnelly defeated Republican Richard Murdoch on Tuesday. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith has that story.
Considered one of the key races in determining control of the U.S. Senate, the race between the two candidates, separated by a razor-thin margin for months, was colored by a significant influx of outside money and negative ads. National groups sought to paint Murdoch as a Tea Party extremist who would further polarize Washington, while Donnelly was portrayed as a lackey for President Obama and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Donnelly says Tuesday's victory carries on a tradition for Hoosiers in the U.S. Senate.
And that tradition are people like Richard Lugar and Evan Bayh, who work together, whose only focus is on what's right for our country.
The turning point of the race likely came in the final debate, in which Murdoch said he believed pregnancies from rape were something God intended to happen. Murdoch Tuesday said he was attacked for standing for his principles. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
After months of assumption that he'd win the race easily, it came as little surprise on Tuesday when Republican Congressman Mike Pence was elected the 50th governor in the state's history. Though the race appeared to narrow in recent weeks, Pence's lead was too much to overcome for Democrat challenger John Gregg. Pence's platform throughout the campaign was positive, rarely engaging in what were almost constant attacks from Gregg. The six-term congressman sought to build on the popularity and success of retiring Governor Mitch Daniels. And Tuesday night, after learning he had defeated Gregg by more than 3 points, the governor-elect began to reach out to those who did not support him, saying, quote, "I will always respect our differences and will work every day to earn your trust as we build a more prosperous future for the people of our state," unquote. Pence's policy proposals include an across-the-board 10% cut of income taxes, increased vocational education in high schools, and an emphasis on public-private partnerships in higher education. One of the bigger surprises on the local scene last night was the defeat of Democrat Representative Wynn Moses. Martin Carbaugh, the Republican challenger, unseated the incumbent by a considerable margin Tuesday night. As the new representative for Indiana's 81st district, Carbaugh said he was excited to try to bring jobs to Fort Wayne and to earn the trust of Hoosiers across the political spectrum. Moses was first elected to the state house in 1992. Prior to that, he was elected as Fort Wayne's mayor and also served on the Fort Wayne City Council. And in perhaps the biggest upset of Tuesday's statewide elections, Democrat Glenda Ritz came from behind to unseat GOP incumbent Tony Bennett as Indiana's Superintendent of Public Instruction. As State Impact Indiana's Ellie Moxley reports, Ritz's victory serves not just as a referendum on Indiana's education overhaul, but on national education policies as well.
In her victory speech Tuesday night, Democrat Glenda Ritz promised to lead the Department of Education as a teacher, not a politician. Relying heavily on grassroots support from the state's teachers' unions, Ritz secured 52% of the vote to defeat GOP incumbent Tony Bennett, Indiana's controversial one-term state superintendent.
This race should always be an elected position because it is just too important for the people to not have a say regarding the future of Indiana.
it was an improbable come-from-behind victory. While Ritz relied on contributions from the Indiana State Teachers Association and hundreds of small-dollar donors, money flowed into Bennett's campaign from dozens of out-of-state supporters. Ritz promised to roll back many of Bennett's key policy initiatives if elected, including high-stakes reading tests for third graders, merit pay for teachers, and an A through F grading system for schools. Those policies have made Bennett the darling of national education activists, capturing the attention of New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. In his concession speech, Bennett defended Indiana's education overhaul.
I challenge our legislators to continue on a path of reform.
Whether Ritz can actually roll back any of the Bennett-era initiatives remains to be seen. She'll have to work with a Republican governor, Mike Pence, who approached education as a jobs issue during the campaign, and a Republican-controlled legislature. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.
You're listening to Midday Matters Health 360 here on 89.1 FM. I'm Sean Beter with WBOY News.
Welcome back to Health 360 Midday Matters here on WBOY. The time is 12:37. I'm Sarah D'Elia, and we're switching gears here on the show today. We're going to be focusing on an event that's coming up tomorrow, Healthy Baby, Healthy You. And in the studio with me today to help talk about that event and other resources for moms in Fort Wayne, we're joined by Dee Scott from MD Wise and Paige Wilkins from Covering Kids and Families. Thank you both ladies for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Dee, let's start off with you and just talk a little bit about MedWise for folks that may not know what the organization does and a little bit about your presence in the community here.
Okay. MedWise is Indiana's largest non-for-profit managed healthcare company. We exclusively serve many of the state's underserved citizens, Hoosier children and adults who are uninsured or underinsured.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand the needs of these patients and have developed quality coordinated health care programs tailored to address those specific needs.
Mm-hmm. And Paige, same question for you. Covering Kids and Families, talk a little bit about what you all do.
Well, Covering Kids and Families is a program through Community Action of Northeast Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
We're Covering Kids and Families of Northeast Indiana. We serve eight counties. What we are, we're an outreach and enrollment program for the state Medicaid program. Mm-hmm. So we go out into the community, educate families on the Hoosier HealthWise program, the Healthy Indiana Plan,
mm-hmm.
And we also provide enrollment assistance. We have a coalition of about 40 or more partners, and we meet to address the needs of the uninsured in our community.
Mm-hmm. Great. And so the event that we're in the studio today talking about is Healthy Baby, Healthy You baby shower event. Let's talk a little bit about this. It's the third annual event of it. It's in its third year. That's correct, Paige?
Yes, third okay. year.
And both MedWise and Covering Kids and Families, you all are partnering together to bring this event to the Northeast Indiana community. So Dee, tell me a little bit about what people are going to, first of all, how do they need to register for this event that's happening tomorrow? Let's talk a little bit about that and what they can expect.
Yes, with the people that we've partnered with, we have placed and sent out flyers throughout the community, and it has the information in there to call and register for the event. Yesterday actually was the cutoff date to register. Sometimes we have open space being if someone doesn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone was still interested in coming, they were allowed to. They may not be guaranteed a meal because we do provide a meal
mm-hmm.
for those that have RSVP'd. But they are more than welcome to come and get information. We have vendors that will be at the event to provide information throughout the community, just different resources for those people.
Okay, so it's happening tomorrow from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And so let's talk about some of the subjects that are going to be covered tomorrow. Preterm labor, safe sleeping, breast and bottle feeding, immunization and nutrition. Paige, what are some of, let's talk a little bit about some of the people that are going to be leading. Are these going to be broken down into lectures, or let's talk a little bit about the day actually.
Okay. Well, people come in and they register. We're going to have vendors present. There's going to be about 15 other community agencies that all offer services to pregnant moms and young children. Mm-hmm. So the pregnant women can come in, learn about different community resources. They'll receive a passport, and if they visit each one of the tables, they'll get a door prize. They also will have breakout sessions, and that's where the breakout sessions are going to be talking about preterm labor, safe sleep, and the importance of nutrition. Mm-hmm. Those breakout sessions are going to be 15 minutes long each. Early Childhood Alliance will be presenting on safe sleep. Healthier Moms and Babies will be presenting on preterm labor. And Lutheran Health Network will be presenting on breastfeeding and nutrition. Mm-hmm. And if they attend each one of those breakout sessions, then they'll also go into a drawing for a door prize.
Okay. Why is it important to have an event like this in Northeast Indiana? Do we have a surplus of new moms, or why do we feel the need to have such a huge workshop for people that are becoming new moms? Was there a demand in the community, or?
It's just really important for new moms to know the importance of prenatal care and early prenatal mm-hmm. care. There is a demand in the community for mm-hmm. that. I know Fort Wayne and Allen County several years ago did have a high percentage of babies that were born prematurely. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons why we do have this event. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. And I imagine, I'm not a mother myself, but I imagine that there are going to be different things that you are going to need to know as a mother if your child is born prematurely.
Right. And they'll be linked to all the different community resources. Mm-hmm. So they'll be able to learn about different case management programs that can come into the home and mm-hmm. work with the mother to make sure that they have, you know, a healthy baby. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
Is there any sense of this is the first year that these two organizations are pairing for together for the event? Is that correct? Or have you guys worked together in the past?
We've worked together for the past 3 years. Okay. It's been the same organizations, mm-hmm. MedWise, CANI, Lutheran Health Network, Parkview Health, Early Childhood Alliance, Healthier Moms and Babies, and March of Dimes.
Mm-hmm. And has there been an increase in the amount of people that have registered for this event over the years? Any sense of that?
I wasn't here last year for mm-hmm. the event, but from what I was told, the amount of RSVPs we have this year, we already have over 50 reservations for the event. Mm-hmm. Compared to last year, it wasn't as many. So I think it's out there and people are actually interested in coming, which is a great thing mm-hmm. Because of the purpose of the baby shower. So mm-hmm. definitely an increase.
Mm-hmm. And is this an event that moms attend alone, or is it something that their partner is invited to join them with, or do you find that a lot of women are coming by themselves?
From the list of the people that have RSVP'd, a lot of the mates are coming. I've gotten a lot of feedback from them as far as wanting their mate also to know the importance of, you know, a healthy baby mm-hmm. And then a healthy pregnancy. So I've gotten pretty good responses, and they can have a guest. They can have one adult guest. Okay. We're not providing childcare, so we don't recommend bringing children, mm-hmm. But definitely one adult guest.
Okay. How far so if you're attending this event, you are a parent. That's pretty much a safe assumption. But are there people that are range from all over the board where they are in their stage of pregnancy? Or do you find that it's women who recently found out that they are pregnant? Or do you get who's coming to this event, I guess, is what I'm asking.
There's a mixture of both. Mm-hmm. A lot of people go to their doctor's appointments for OBG mm-hmm. Care, and that's where they find out about it. There's people that go to like Hope Center and just found out that they were pregnant mm-hmm. and then they also have RSVP to come. So there's a pretty good mixture okay. of both.
Mm-hmm. But it's mostly new moms.
No.
Or no? Oh, okay.
No, there are some that are coming that already have children.
Uh-huh.
But we do have a mixture of new moms and already moms.
Mm-hmm. 260-452-1185, or you can email us at middaymatters@nipr.fm if you have any questions or comments. You can also post on our Facebook page. We are talking about an event that's going on tomorrow, Healthy Baby, Healthy You, an event for moms looking to learn a little bit more about breast and bottle feeding, safe sleep for their children, preterm labor, and the importance of immunizations and nutrition. We're going to take a short break here at Health 360 Midday Matters. Matters. But before we do, I should say that support for Midday Matters on WBOY is provided by Carmen Memorial Community Hospital, providing health and wellness services in the spirit of charity, concern, and excellence, serving Steuben County and surrounding areas. Information at carmenmch.com. We'll be back with more of Health 360 Midday Matters. In the meantime, if you have a question or comment, 260-452-1185, or you can email us at middaymatters@nipr.fm. And don't forget that we have our Facebook page where you can like us and leave us a comment.
Every memory you think you have of the past,
the house you grew up in, your first kiss.
It's not simply an idea. It's a physical trace left in your brain.
I own those memories. They define me.
But what happens when those memories are stolen from you?
In the blink of an eyelid.
Can you imagine what to have one night 20 years long? That's what it's been like. Just like death.
That's this week on Radiolab.
Wednesday nights at 10, here on WBOI.
I'm Claudia Johnson, host of WBOI Presents. Tonight at 7, we feature Studs Terkel, author, actor, historian, broadcaster, and a gifted storyteller. Terkel was in Fort Wayne in 1995 and featured in the IPFW Omnibus Lecture Series. We'll hear his entertaining address. I hope you'll join us as WBOI Presents Studs Terkel tonight at 7.
Support for this program on WBOI is provided by Cameron Memorial Community Hospital, providing health and wellness services in the spirit of charity, concern, and excellence, serving Steuben County and surrounding areas. Information at CameronMCH.com.
Welcome back to Health 360 Midday Matters here on WBOY. The time is 12:48. I'm Sarah D'Elia, and today we are joined in the studio by Dee Scott with MD Wise and Paige Wilkins, who is with Covering Kids and Families. We've been talking a little bit about an event that's going on tomorrow, Healthy Baby, Healthy You. It's a kind of a baby shower themed event, but it's helping moms, new moms, and experienced moms with different subjects like preterm labor, safe sleep, breast and bottle feeding, and the importance of immunization and nutrition. So we're also talking about some other local community resources for both children and families. If you have any questions or comments and you'd like to join our conversation, we'd like to hear from you. 260-452-1185. You can always email us at middaymatters@nipr.fm, or you can post right on our Facebook page. Paige, I wanted to ask you about some of the other programs that you're involved with for new moms and families. What else are you doing? I know that you're busy, so let's talk about some other resources for families here.
Well, the link between Covering Kids and Families and Can I and the baby shower is Covering Kids and Families is an outreach and enrollment program for the state-funded health insurance programs. Hoosier HealthWise is a state-funded health insurance program for children birth to age 19, and pregnant women and some low-income families do qualify for Hoosier HealthWise. The health insurance, Hoosier HealthWise, will cover the prenatal care for a pregnant woman, the birth of the baby, and the postpartum visit. And we're going to be at the baby shower talking more to families and any woman that is uninsured. We will try to link them and have them come into our office and assist them with signing up for Hoosier HealthWise. Several years ago, we did partner with Parkview, and we the state started a new program for pregnant women called Presumptive Eligibility. And what that is a pregnant woman can get a temporary Medicaid number while their Hoosier HealthWise application's processing with the state, so they're able to receive prenatal care immediately. Before the state started this program, they would sometimes have to go 45 days to sometimes 3 months before they would even be able to start receiving prenatal care, because most providers won't see somebody unless they have health insurance. Mm-hmm. So through our partnership with Parkview, we're able to enroll pregnant women up for the presumptive eligibility program, as well as the Hoosier HealthWise program. Mm-hmm.
Great. And so how long have you been working with these different programs? How many years?
About 4 or 5 years.
Okay. So you've seen a lot of expansion in that relatively short amount of time.
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. We've grown pretty significantly. Mm-hmm. We serve 8 counties, and Allen County has a pretty high Medicaid enrollment growth rate compared to other counties where there is no coalition.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What got you interested in kind of this field of work? I mean, it's a very compassionate, I mean, any good story behind that, or just that's kind of where you landed?
It's kind of where I landed. I really like helping people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Dee, let's turn to you. And you've been with MD Wise for about 6 months.
Correct.
Where were you before that?
Prior to that, I was working at Parkview Hospital.
Okay.
Working in the lab as a lab technician.
Uh-huh.
I too being that compassion person for people. Mm-hmm. So being that MedWise is out to help people, that is my field of study. Mm-hmm. I'm a human services minor. With healthcare administration major. Mm-hmm. So I've always been geared towards a helping field. So uh-huh. That's great. Why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Are excited to be working with MD Wise? Looking for, or anything in particular that you're looking forward tackling at the organization?
Nothing specifically, just being able to work in the community and be able to see where there is a need. Mm-hmm. And be able to fulfill that need.
Mm-hmm. 260-452-1185 or NIPR.FM. That's the way you can stream us online. You can send us an email at middaymatters@NIPR.FM if you have any questions or comments. And don't forget that we have our Facebook page where you can also leave questions and comments or send us a message, and we will discuss it on air. We're talking about Healthy Baby, Healthy You, which is a baby shower event that's going on tomorrow, and it's offered by a couple of different folks. There's a lot of partnerships going on here, but mainly MD Wise and covering kids and families who partner together to help provide this resource for people. It's tomorrow, Thursday, from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And registration closed yesterday, but some people may not show up, and there might be spots available. Do you suggest that people kind of roll the dice and show up, or should they call ahead, and who do they call?
I prefer if they call ahead, and they would be calling me.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Dee, of course, and I am the contact person for the baby shower, and the number would be 410-9186, and I'm sorry, the area code for that is 260 for the Fort Wayne area.
Mm-hmm. And where is it being held?
It will be held at the Renaissance YMCA on Bowser Avenue, 2323 Bowser Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from 4:30 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And this is free and open to the public. So definitely wouldn't hurt to call and see if they could come and get some information, because it's definitely crucial.
Mm-hmm. And Paige, we already discussed a little bit about some of the schedules, some of the things that people are going to experience tomorrow if they are coming. Preterm labor, safe sleep for their babies, breast and bottle feeding, the importance of immunization and nutrition, and other local community resources for children and for families. Let's talk a little bit, again, for people that are just tuning in, about some of the folks that are going to be leading these conversations tomorrow.
Okay, well, Early Childhood Alliance, they will be doing the Safe Sleep presentation. Healthier Moms and Babies, they will be talking about the preterm labor. And then Lutheran Health Network, they will be talking about nutrition and breastfeeding information. We have about 15 vendors signed up where the participants can come through before the breakout sessions and learn more about the different community agencies and what they offer.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be able to receive a passport, and if they attend each one of the tables and receive the vendor information, they'll mm-hmm. They'll be able to receive a door prize.
Mm-hmm. Great. We had somebody write in who wanted to know if either one of you could suggest a possible resource for them. They said that, are there any support groups for young parents or first-time parents that are relatively free or a good resource they can check out for, maybe for young parents that just kind of need support, or maybe for people that have children with some kind of disability? Is there, what in town is there for those kind of folks, parents?
There is a support group. It's called Mother Preschoolers or MOPS. They have, you don't have to have a preschooler. You can have, you know, a new baby and attend those. There's also, each of the hospitals offer support groups for you for after the baby's born, and they also offer breastfeeding support groups as well.
That's interesting. Yeah,
and MOPS is also, they have a program that's geared towards teen moms, too, and then also for moms that aren't teens. So
good to know. And best place to kind of find those information? I'm sure all those organizations have websites or links from other places.
I know that they have that information on the each of the hospitals' websites. As far as MOPS, I'm not really sure. I think you could probably Google it and get that information.
Okay. 260-452-1185 is the number to call if you have any questions or comments. We have about 3 minutes left in today's program. If you'd like to stream us online, if you're leaving your car or your radio, NIPR.FM. And remember, you can always send us an anonymous email where your question or comment will still get read, but you can not worry about anyone knowing who you are. Midday Matters at NIPR.FM. And you can also write on our Facebook page, post a question or comment there. We've talked a lot about moms who are kind of embarking on motherhood and the resources for them, whether that's breastfeeding or they have a young child. Are there any resources for moms that maybe have high schoolers or any kind of support groups for moms that their kids are kind of going through a transitional period? Anything that we know of for moms whose kids are older?
I am aware of any support groups for moms that are with older children.
Okay. Yeah. Just wondering if I know that, you know, they're
I know Big Brothers, show. Big Sisters is a good organization. Mm-hmm. And same with Boys and Girls Clubs. They might have something available, but I'm unaware of any support groups for teens.
Okay. Let's give the who, what, when, where of tomorrow's event one last time for our listeners. Dee, let's talk a little bit about those details one more time.
Okay. It is the Healthy Baby, Healthy You Baby Shower event tomorrow, which is November 8th. This is a free and open to the public baby shower. This event is geared towards expecting mothers and enforces the importance of education during and after pregnancy. This shower will go from 4:30 p.m. until 7 o'clock p.m. at the Renaissance Point Y, located at 2323 Bowser Avenue in Fort Wayne.
Okay, and the registration has closed, but there might be some flexibility, so people should give you a call before they show up. Okay, you want to give that number one more time?
Yes, 260-410-9186.
Great. Thank you so much to both of you for coming in today for Health 360.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This is Northeast Indiana Public Radio, broadcasting from the Madge Rothschild Studios at 89.1 HD Channel 1, and we're streaming online at our website, NIPR.FM. This is WBOI Fort Wayne and WBKE North Manchester, a service of Manchester University with support provided by listeners like you. Thank you so much for listening. This episode of Midday Matters will be podcasted by the end of the day at NIPR.FM, where you can check out this episode along with all of our other Midday Matters from throughout this week. We're coming up on 1 o'clock, and Fresh Air is up next.